Okay, thank you. Thank you, and thank you for this opportunity, for welcoming us to be able to contribute to this conversation. I think through the conversations of the day, I've been keen to observe. Thank you. I've been keen to observe, you know, that we, the parties, know the links to, you know, a few things that I'm going to mention now. And just to start by saying that, you know, within IUCN, we have been working quite centrally on water governance for a long time now. I won't go into the detail of that, but we have the parties who also make part of this convention that have committed to transboundary water management. And so we have been able to work on a growing portfolio within transboundaries, waters, and on water governance. And this is expanding. Now, 26 basins within the water program we have, and this is expanding. Under IUCN, we also work on additional programs. We do work on dry lands as well, and landscape management, and we also work with you know, the UNCD on aspects of land management, integrated land use, which includes you know, this links to drought as well, but also on NBS. We have been pursuing this discussion around NBS and what that means in the context of drought resilience. So I think looking at the combination of this experience, I mean, we are looking at how do we bring all these to create integrated links and integrated programs to the way we respond. There are several steps we are taking to do on this, and one of the key ones that, you know, I would like to share with you in March, we'll be having an expert dialogue in Bonn, where we'll invite a few experts to, you know, look at these linkages. We have already had this discussion through the Resilience Plus 10, which I think was mentioned, the Resilience Plus 10 workshop, which is helping parties to, you know, build, you know, programs that are cross-linked, but also proactive in the sense that they are put forward. So parties, I think, to this convention of the water, but also to, you know, the UNCD, I think, are very familiar with these links between land degradation, ecosystems, and water, and how this, you know, come together. And so while this is obvious, we would still, you know, be happy to work with the parties, you know, to look forward in terms of, you know, what would this transboundary programs look like. So this is one of the things that, you know, we are looking forward to working with you. And I mean, I will have to leave, you know, quite so suddenly because I'm also pursuing travel now. But I will be happy to follow up beyond this, you know, with, you know, those who are interested. So thank you very much, and back to you, Chair.